Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Where'd you find this? This is so sick.
Talked to him
the other day. He said he was going to come and see you.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be great.
Hey, before I leave, have them brothers across the street been giving you a hard time?
Oh, no. They don't give me no hard time.
Okay.
I pray for the peace of the street daily.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. You know I got a show tonight, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
Bless, be careful, and be safe.
All right.
All right. Love you now.
I love you, too. Okay.
What?
Come on, baby. Come on, Nina. What's your name?
What up, Kempo? Man, what's the word? Man, come slide on me.
Hey, y'all be cool, man. That's little bro. He's straight. He's straight.
What's up, man?
What it do,
bro?
Y'all
trying to hear that good word?
Already.
Y'all might as well, man. Y'all got all this going on.
Right. You know how it is.
Check this out, man. It's Psalms 92. I'm going to pick it up in verse 5. It says, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand.
Yeah.
When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, is that they shall be destroyed forever.
That's all cool and everything, but what you mean by all that, bro? All
right, so check this out. Look, at Ecclesiastes verse 8, he says, because sentence against an evil worker is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So just because we're doing all this evil and all this wickedness, that mean we ain't going to be judged for it, bro. All
right.
Hey, check this out, man.
Wow, that's cool and everything, but I would say, man, right now, I'm trying to get to this paper, bro.
Right, trying to get to that cheddar cheese, bro. Okay. All right, man. Y'all just make sure y'all keeping the commandments of God and faith in Jesus, man.
All right, bro. All right,
man. Peace, peace. Right,
man.
Appreciate
it.
You're making money.
That's
it, man.
That's it,
bro. Yeah, man. Slow down, man. Cheers. I'm catching him, bro, man.
Yeah. I'm on restriction, I endure much affliction. Remain patient, wait upon the hand of the Lord so he can save me. But don't play, I go from Christ to King David. I humble myself before the Lord so he can raise me. At that appointed time, I give the word in due season. I be preaching, trying to tell them like I'm dropping dimes. I do this thing for the kingdom, ain't wasting time. I do it for the kingdom of heaven, so ain't wasting time. All aboard, get ready for the Lord. I'm filled with the word. The word is a sword. The word gave me life, so it's no way I can't ignore it. I got it all from Christ, but only fools will abhor it. Look, seek your heart with diligence, that's why I saw it. If you down for forgiving your brother, I'm all for it. In my hood, man, we killing each other like we at war. We share the same struggle, but we all think apart. We need to come together for better, that's a start. Great minds think alike, I'm trying to build Noah's Ark. Lord, please grant us peace in our heart. I'm tired of seeing red seas, I'm trying to part, man. I'm tired of seeing red seas. on the poet, man. Think about it too much. You gotta have some faith now. You know they say an idle mind is the devil playground. I had to learn over time, watch who you stay round. If you ain't got the like mind, then don't even play round. But say fam, it's obvious we'll never be perfect. You can only strive for it, you know that it's worth it. If you ain't willing to die for it, then really it's worthless. I gave my heart out to the world, but came to God cause they hurt me, desert me. I write prayers for my brothers out here doing time. Right. And for the ones that won't change, but they ain't got a dime. Hold your head, stack your bread, put your faith in God. I know some brothers stressing through depression, thinking suicide. Yeah, they contemplating, cause they ain't choose this life. But seek your heart with diligence, that's where issues of life spring from. And when spring comes, that's when it's Passover. So I'ma eat unleavened bread and keep my mind sober. I keep my brothers closer, we on the same mission. So when I need to speak to God, I know who gon' petition. See, everybody wanna talk, but don't nobody listen. Two ears and one mouth for a reason, so you can pay attention. I used to face suspension in school, thinking it's cool to be rude, but I was learning how to be a menace to society. The devil tried me, but I can't let him defeat me. So my life will be on repeat. Reprobated mind, I used to do the things that I seek. The spirit is willing, but I feel like the flesh and got weak. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the Lord is by me. When I ask for forgiveness, I have faith that he forgives me. Look, sorrow is better than laughter. So the heart of the wise comfort those who go through things that never have an answer. I know it's hard to fathom all the things that we go through. The pain in it's so true, but God have all the answers. Yeah. Rest in peace to my son, man. Malachi Earl Jr.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the O&E Trent Mix Show, and I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Good evening, everybody. I'm so excited, you know, to just tonight, you know what I mean, just It seems like it's been forever, you know, since I've been on. So I just want to say that I'm so, so grateful. Before anything, you know, any of my shows or whatever, I definitely have to represent my king, you get what I'm saying? My father, Abba Father. I want to thank Jesus, you know, for this opportunity. And I always want to let all my viewers, you know, and listeners, I'm always going to represent God and tell anybody listening, listen, Jesus is our only hope. He's our only way to the Father. You know, time is ticking. You know, I strongly believe we're in our last day. So I pray that we all reconcile our hearts back to Christ because, I mean, he's just the truth. You get what I mean? And just God, you know, he's about love. He's love, but he's also righteous. He's also sovereign, and he's also holy. So if we still got breath in your body, you get what I'm saying? Try to get right with, not try, but get right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also want to say, you guys, I have an amazing, amazing series. It's called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. This series, we are on YouTube. Just by the subtitle, it's just Bitter and Broken Web Series. So we have two amazing seasons, and I got some great news. Season 3, we're now finally in post-production. So I'm so excited about that. Like, it was some good news. I actually talked to the editor today. So I'm hoping either the end of the summer or the beginning of the fall, we'll have a three-part miniseries of the third season. I'm really, really excited about it. COVID really kind of shut a lot of stuff down for me. But it's all good in a positive way because it kind of it allowed me to realign my relationship with God because I felt like it was a time where I was just chasing the dream and I wasn't, I didn't have my priorities in order as far as with God. So it all worked out. So I'm excited. I just wanted to share that news that season 3 is coming again, hopefully the end of the summer, beginning of fall. I just can't wait for you guys to see this. This third season, I'm really, really excited, so I'm glad about that. My name is Ricardo Richard. You guys can find me on Facebook, Ricardo Richard. You guys can find me also on Instagram, Ricardo Richard. Follow our Hurt People page, Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, the series on Facebook, also on Instagram, all right? Again, check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on the CTS network, which is a Christian network, so I'm really excited about that. So I have this amazing guest, and I'm really, really excited to have him on. Like all my guests, I like to give them their flowers. So I just want to tell y'all about this amazing man. So our title is Breaking Down Boundaries in the Medical Field, and this is what this young man is doing. His name is Josh. He's a lot younger than me or whatever, but what I love or whatever, you know, about him, you know, his hustle and his tenacity and his strength and his will, and he's just overall is just a kind and a very nice guy. I think for me, what I realize is us in the community, when I talk about us, I'm talking about black people, especially black young men. It's just refreshing to see him come from the same city as me and him be so positive and such a role model. And what I realize, even with us being both black young men, to me, like, to see him win, it's like we all win. You know, oftentimes, like, it always seems like it has to just be one of us. You get what I'm saying? And me seeing him win and do his thing, and we actually work together, it makes me feel good. I never feel like because he's a nurse or whatever, and I never feel, I don't know, inferior or anything like that. It, like I said, it makes me feel good because, you know, coming from where we come from, you know, some of us are dead, we in jail. So it's just real refreshing to see a young black man, you know, just killing the game, you feel me, in the medical field. And like I said, it's inspiring. I just want to give you your flowers, bro. So welcome, Jazz.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to give you your flowers, man. It's like I said, it's inspiring. You get what I'm saying? It's not really a lot of, like, I'm a teacher or whatever, so it's not really a lot of men or whatever in the education field. You get what I'm saying? And then when it comes down to the medical field, it's not a lot of men in the medical field as well as far as nursing. So I just wanted to give you your props when it came to that or whatever. So we're going to jump into some of these questions.
Appreciate
all right?
I said, I really appreciate that. Not many, you know, black men give people their flowers or whatever. When it comes from a black man, it feels good. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, bro. You know I'm always going to get your flowers. And it's the one thing, like, I feel like what we're doing tonight is just nothing that we normally don't do. You get what I'm saying? Like, me and you talk. You get what I'm saying? We express ourselves as black men. So, like I said, I just want to tell you, if I haven't told you, like, I'm very, very... I try not to use the word proud because I don't like what it represents, but I am proud of you. And, you know, you're just a wonderful person to know. You get what I'm saying? And you got such a great, great heart. So if any advice I tell you, like, don't change that heart, you feel me, because you got a heart of gold.
Thank you.
So what I wanted to say was, all right, as far as nursing, I know that this is something that you're into now. Like, how did that all start for you? Like, what made you say, all right, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
It started with my mom. My mom was always in the medical field since I was young. She always been doing something. She done started from medical billing and coding. She done worked the medical ladder. And, you know, it just inspired me. Seeing her, I always, you know, thought about, at first I wanted to go, you know, to be a brain surgeon. And then I said a heart surgeon. But then that was, you know, as you get older, you see that schooling and see that it's a lot of work and, you know, things change. So, you know, I started with nursing. But it was definitely my mom who, you know, showed me whatever.
And I think that's amazing. Like, and I always say it's just a testament of who your mother is. Because, like I said, coming from where we come from or whatever, we see a lot and we can easily get distracted. So I think for your mother, and shout out to the mothers, man. I always tell my mothers or whatever that I work for, moms is really the real superheroes. Like, do you agree with that?
I do.
Like, honestly, at the end of the day, no shot to the dads because I had an amazing father. But one thing about the fathers or whatever, fathers could dip if they decide to dip. You get what I'm saying? But moms usually, not all cases, you get what I mean? But normally or whatever, sometimes or whatever, moms are the ones that's holding it down, teaching the young men or whatever, you know, how to somewhat be a man, even though that's not really their role. But moms, they stick around, they go through our ups and downs. So it's just good to hear from you say, listen, my mom did it. And again, not just that she had an idea, but that she executed, that she did it, and that she actually saw you through. So shout out to your mom or whatever, because she laid that foundation for you. You get what I'm saying? And it just seemed like from the conversations we had, not only was she there for you, she also pushed you. So I think that's just good. Shout out to the moms or whatever. Can you tell me a little bit about the process? Like, how gruesome was it to actually do it? Because it's one thing to have a thought in our mind, and it's another thing to actually say, listen, I'm a really go through with it. Because a lot of times, Jazz, and I would say, and you can add on to it, a lot of times people get out of high school, and they'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to college. Some people go to college because that's what their parents want. Some people go to college, they don't even know what they're going to major in. And some people go to college and start but never finish. So I think it's just really a blessing that you actually started and that you finished. So can you talk about the process?
The process for me, it wasn't a difficult process. When I got out of high school, I did take a year just because I needed a mental break and I wanted to work or whatever. But because I had the support of my mom, it wasn't difficult. It wasn't too difficult at all.
I think it's good, like, even when you talked about that mental break, right? It's so important. It's so necessary. You know, I was just telling my dad the other day, we was having this art real deep conversation. And my dad was telling me basically how when my grandmother, so it's a pattern. So anybody that know, that listens to my show, I always talk, well, sometimes I talk about how my brother passed away last July, and you were there for me, so thank you for that. He got murdered. So my grandmother, my uncle actually got murdered maybe one year ago, and my dad was just telling me about how when my grandmother went through it, she was this strong black woman, and how she would cry, you get what I'm saying? And she would go cry or whatever in her bedroom without, you know, her kids knowing. And my dad was just saying, as parents, they want to appear strong to us. They never want to appear weak. And I was just telling my dad, like, listen, all right, maybe that worked in the yonder years, you feel what I'm saying? I said, but there is strength and vulnerability. You get what I'm saying? And I said, and I told my dad, and I gave him permission. I said, listen, you just lost a son. So at the end of the day, like, give yourself permission that it's okay. You get what I'm saying? I understand that, like, me being the son, my dad is my father, so we're not equal in that sense, you know, because I'm still his son. But I was giving my father permission to say, listen, if you have a bad day or if you feeling some type of way about losing your son, it's okay, Dad. Like, you don't always have to be strong because you feel like you're the father. You get what I'm saying? You feel like I'm the son. These roles that we put on ourselves, you feel me? I'm like, listen, I'm grown, you grown. Like, if you need somebody to talk to man, like, you can call me. You get what I'm saying? But I think that a lot of times, Jasmine, you can tell me how you feel. A lot of times we're taught all of these things. You get what I'm saying? Like, as a kid. And for my father, when he told me, oh, my mom, you know, when she lost her son, she went in the room and cried, and we never knew. Like, and I'm like, that sounds toxic. That sounds, like, mentally, like, like, I don't know, that sounds, like, crazy to me. You get what I'm saying? Because for me or whatever, like I said, now I feel like there's strength and vulnerability. And at the end of the day, if nobody opens up and say how they feel, whether it's a counselor, whether it's with somebody that you feel comfortable with, then I feel like that's how high blood pressure happens. That's how suicide rates go up. That's how just your mental health is deteriorates, because you have this thing. Sometimes we have this information that's passed down from generation, and you just go with it. You get what I'm saying? Because you don't know no better. And I had to tell my dad, like, listen, you having a bad day, Dad, it's okay to have a bad day. Don't feel like because you're the father, you can't say, you know what, son, I'm having a bad day. You get what I mean? So it was interesting to hear my dad say, wow, son, I'm learning from you. And I also want to say, I think, like, back in the older times, like I was telling my dad, right? I was telling him, Jazz, that my dad, I was telling him, I was like, yo, when I was younger, you ain't really hugged me. You ain't really tell me you love me. Like, you showed me that you love me, but you ain't never tell me. And what I realized that in my dad's generation or his mom's generation, I think a lot of them was just trying to survive. You get what I'm saying? They were just trying to survive in their time. So their thing was, I'm just trying to keep a roof over your head. And this generation is all about mental health and checking and all these other things. So you kind of miss some things along, you know, from generation to generation. So it was just interesting for me to learn these things and take them back to my dad. My dad, like, you know what, you're right. Like, I got to open up and I gotta talk about some things. And it was like, I respect it. You get what I'm saying? So I thought that was cool. So anybody out there or whatever, we can always change our mind no matter what we're taught. You get what I'm saying? We could be taught one way and just be open-minded in that aspect. You get what I'm saying? Again, you don't have to go spread your business to everybody, but have one or two people that you could confide in and get that stuff out. That's why so many people out here sick, so many people out here on drugs, so many people out because of childhood trauma, so many people out here, you know, alcoholics, all kind of things. You feel what I'm saying? So get it out. Just get it out or whatever. So besides your mom, Jazz, was there anybody in your life that you felt like whenever you was going through anything that you had people that you could confide in and that was trustworthy?
For a long time, it was just me and my mom. But when I got into, of course, I had, you know, my best friend. Shout out to Elizabeth. But, I just always, you know, felt the need to talk to my mom or did talk to my mom about anything that I was going through or that she picked up on. But even while I was in school, I'll speak for, you know, my class in general. Everybody in there was like, it was family. Like, it was a unity. Like, we all stuck together. We started together, and a lot of us finished together. And so I also had that support with that, but I'm good.
I love that, Jazz.
To get through the school part.
Right, because there's no I in team. So that's amazing. Like, man, positive people and just people coming together to do any causes is amazing. But stay tuned, Jazz. All right, track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Man, what this dude putting up on me for?
Drop your weapon!
It's not a weapon, it's a microphone, man. I'm just coming from rehearsal.
Drop your weapon!
God put each one of us here for a specific purpose. We got a mission. And I wasted so much time down here chasing stuff that didn't even matter. Lord, just promise me you won't do the same thing.
One thing I learned about life, one life, is everybody can't like you. And if they like you, what that really mean at the end of the day? You only got to answer to one man, one man. You better know who you are, and I'm D1.
So tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down, like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. Alright, it's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game. Why? So many bad influences be tempting you to change. I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's the difference between being positive and being sage. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo! I keep that heat with me. I feel like they could take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious. It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific. Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I disowning Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God save us so I shine. It's divine, operating on its time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it, I can't deny it. No need to hide it.
I'm a Christian.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me get 'em. They ask, am I a Christian rapper? A rapper that's a Christian. More swag and more lyrics than your favorite rapper. I'm on a different mission, unashamed, disposition, sanctified, with a vision, down the ride, I ain't tripping, devil trying to catch me slipping, now I be on television, so all of the fakes risen, not gon' die, go to prison, not a product of the system, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling won't get them to heaven, no sir, get deep with me, Jesus died for my sins on the cross, but this girl trying to sleep with me, should I do it and satisfy my flesh, or make them some excuse like, I forgot the latex, or do I man up and say I can't do it, cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God, am I scared I'm gonna look foolish, am I scared she gonna make fun of me, not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me, I'm a Christian. But I know I got a purpose, that's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God save us so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it, I can't deny it. No need to hide it. I'm a Christian. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a Christian. Look, yo, this ain't no courtroom, but everybody quick to judge. Can't wait for me to slip so they could quickly pull a plug. It ain't no love, they say I hang out with the thugs. If I recall right, Jesus hung out with the thugs. Am I lying? But it's never just because. No, I'm really on my grind. Mark 2:17, yeah, that be really on my mind. I'm relatable, yeah, different. Yes, I walk that thin line. Most can't, but I can. It's difficult, but I'm trying. So I pray I affect those around me. I pray I influence the environments that surround me. I pray for all the people who judge me or who don't get me. The hatred don't affect me. They was never riding with me. Ride with me in this tank. You ain't safe up in your car. Spread the word. Trending topic. Yeah, this is spiritual war. God's on me, Satan's on me. Tell me who you fighting for. Most don't even know he's fighting. And that's who I'm writing for. To enlighten ya. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect. But I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God save us so I shine. My swag is divine. Operating on his time.
All right, and we are back, man. Song was fire. I just love it. Again, Jazz, I just, like I said, I just want to give you your props, man. Like, if nobody don't say it again, like, I think you're an incredible dude, you feel me? And like I said, it's really inspiring, and I think it's important, you know, for us, man. We really, I don't know, I get inspired sometimes, Jazz, sometimes to really get back out there in the community and just really, I feel like we need to talk, you know, to our young black princes that's going to be kings one day, and even our little black women, and not even black kids, you know, like Latino, white, like just people in general. Like, I just don't want to target it to our own race, but just to get out there so people could see, like, yo, you see this dude or whatever, Jazz, he come from where you come from. Look, he's a nurse, you feel me? And it's not going to stop here. You get what I'm saying? You're going to continue to grow. You get what I'm saying? You're only, what, 23? You get what I mean? You're going to continue to grow and do all these other amazing things, you know? So it's good to see it. I feel like, Jazz, you can tell me how you feel. I feel like constantly, you know, as far as even as black men or whatever, like, we're always portrayed to be aggressive or dangerous. And we're always, it seems like, our people is always in the media or the news, local newspapers, always for something negative. And you rarely see a black man, like I say, as such as yourself or whatever, like on the front of the newspaper, like, yo, he's a nurse. He came from the street. You know, he's coming from Trenton, which is the inner city, the hood. And like, he's a nurse. It's always, we always dramatize or just shine the light always on the negative. You get what I mean? So it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's important for young kids to see that, because they just always see a lot of just one-sided black, you know, young black men, whether it's we could only make it when we're rapping, or we could only make it, you know, if we're selling drugs. You get what I'm saying? So, and again, shout out to you or whatever. I want to know, like, where do you see yourself, like, in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years? see myself having my own business. Although I worked hard to be a nurse, I do love the medical field. I love everything that it has provided to me. But is it something I want to do forever? No. I'm definitely probably going to stick to, you know, maybe keeping it in the back pocket or, you know, picking up with it here and there. But I am definitely trying to move into doing my own thing business-wise.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what I'm saying. That sounds amazing. That's what's up, Jazz. So I wanted to ask you a question. Like, how did you embrace your individuality? Because getting to know you, clearly you're your own person. Like, how, I know you said something about your mom, but not just your mom. You have your own brain. So what kept you from, I don't know, being in the streets? What helped you, what kept you from, you know, falling to the temptation of peer pressure, you know, like being a young father, being in the streets, doing drugs or selling drugs? Like, what kept you outside of your mom, like, from doing those type of things? Because clearly you was around it. You get what I mean? So, like, what kept you? Was it your strong mind? Was it your faith? Like, what?
I've seen a lot that, you know, the what you would call the hood offered, and I knew that that's not what I wanted. And I also, my mom definitely showed me a different world, showed me what the world does have to offer. And just seeing that, I know that I like this. I like, you know, traveling and doing all the good things, opposed to liking being in the street or being confined to this one area. Because a lot of people do get stuck in one specific area, like what they would call their hood or whatever. And that's not me. I definitely want to see the entire world and just meet as many different people as I can.
Absolutely. I remember, Jazz, August, I think it was August, and I had went to California on my siblings trip. So basically, you guys, if y'all don't know what a siblings trip is, it's very common. Like, it's very, I don't know if it's common, but I know it's self-explanatory. So I decided to take my siblings, not me personally, but we all decided to collectively to go take a trip when we went to L.A. And it felt good because, one, of course, it was a month after my brother got murdered, and we went out there, and when I literally remember driving, LA traffic is bad, I just want to let y'all know, but I remember going out there and looking at the mountains, looking at all these different things, Jazz, and remember feeling like, dang, if my brother could have saw more, you get what I'm saying? And it makes me think about a lot of young men, black, Spanish, you know, all kind of different races, minority. A lot of people get so caught up in their street, get caught up in their hood, get caught up in their gang or what they feel like loyalty is, and they don't understand when you die, you feel me, it's going to be somebody else on the street. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like we perish from the lack of knowledge. But if they know that it's just such a bigger world than Trenton or Chicago or whatever your hood is, it's so much bigger. You get what I mean? It's so much bigger than your block, your neighborhood, your city. You get what I mean? And I don't know, the sibling trip is something that I want to continue to do once a year where my siblings, we all come together, we stop what we're doing for like maybe 5 or 6 days from our lives, and then we come back together, and it feels so good because it makes me feel like we're like kids again, because everybody's off as siblings, off living their own life. So for once a year, and I encourage my listeners, if you have the opportunity, some of my siblings are parents and everything like that. So what we do is once a year is we all come together. We started this last August, and last year we went to L.A. This year we're going to Atlanta, and next year hopefully Hawaii. And we just come together. You get what I'm saying? We catch up and we talk and we love one each other and we enjoy each other and we enjoy our vacation. And like I said, it feels good. It made me feel like we were back living in the house. You get what I mean? And I think it's important for family, you know, to stick together if it's possible, to work out things. It was interesting because I have an aunt, and I was talking to her the other day, and she brought up something from 10, 11 years ago that was bothering her, and we talked about it, and we worked out. I was kind of shocked because I'm like, what? I was about, I don't know how old was I, a teenager, like, I didn't know, but I also want to tell people, you know, like, if you have anything that's bothering you or keeping you from getting to your next stage in your life, like, you know, try to find closure, try to go talk to that person if that person's deceased, you know, counseling or just, like I said, again, getting that stuff out is just, is so, so important. How important is self-care, and what does faith look like for you?
With the self-care. Self-care is very important to me. I wouldn't be able to function if I didn't take care of myself, or I wouldn't be able to take care of others, especially being a nurse, if I didn't take care. And a lot of nurses, you know, they work so much, or they tend to slack on themselves. But I had to make it my business to continue to live my life, and it being okay to do so, to take my days, or, you know, for myself, or, you know, just going to do something to make me feel good, like getting my hair cut or going to a manicure, whatever it is. But that definitely is very important to me. And
I look at that.
Yeah.
I love that. And I want to say, before we get the other question, we'll get back to that on the next one. But let me just say this before we get to our musical selection. Self-care is important. Y'all know the saying, if you can't take care of nobody else if you don't take care of yourself. Anybody out there listening, give yourself permission to take care of yourself. I'm not saying in a selfish way, but you have to take care of you. We only get one life. And we got to take care of ourselves. I've been telling myself I need to get back in the gym. I need to start eating right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have some turkey wings tonight. Like, start getting some of the vegetables and all of that. You know what I mean? Just start eating better. You get what I'm saying? Mentally, get yourself right. Spiritually, like, self-care is so, so important. You know what I mean? So, please, anybody listening out there, take care of yourself. So, again, up next, track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and broadcasting legend, Brother L. Stay tuned, you guys.
Woo! These hoes South Beach, boy. You better get to one.
Let's go.
It's the incredible day. We got the most South Philly in the house. Young Nitro, and the spirit of my boy, Mr. Slim, and for real. You know why
I keep it gangster, even know that I'm a god for y'all. I keep it gangster, even know that I'm a god for y'all. I keep it gangster, even know that I'm a god for y'all. I keep it gangster, even know that I'm a god for y'all.
Rookie, this ain't that cookie.
niggas that you hard-head folks. Your destiny
gets you nuts. I get it, gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. I keep sick gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep sick gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep sick gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gospel rapper.
I bet you can't do it like me. Nah, but I can say both like me. When I'm up in the club, hate me watch you trying to shake something like me. It's young Memphis, man, we in the club so fresh, so clean. And I gotta say fly like 3-6 Mafia reppin' that Tennessee. I keep it gangsta, I'm a gospel rapper like Memphis Slim. I'm reppin' that South and Mr. Dell is my pastor. I'm from a city that be crunkin', we causin' that devastation. Holy South, love, but it's so you do this quick. Hey,
I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. I keep it gangsta, even know that I'm a gospel rapper. Gospel rapper. Gospel rapper.
All right, and we back just like that. So, Jazz, I got a question for you, right? So I'm going to give you this question. You ponder on it a little bit, and then we're going to go actually to our caller, all right? So, Jazz, my question is for you is how important was it or is it to have a father in your life? So I want you to think about that, and then we're going to go to our caller number one, all right? So you think about that, and then we're going to go to our caller, okay? So, caller number one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, my love.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Good. How you doing? You sound better.
I'm okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. So, do you want me to talk about, like, the self-care and God and all that? What would you like to ask me? Is that what you want me to comment on?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So you know me. I'm a nutritional health coach. I'm a vegan, all that good stuff, right? And self-care is so much more than even our food. And like what he was saying about massages, you know, we used to spend money on a lot of junk, right? So when people say to me, oh, I can't afford this or that, well, think about what you spend your money on and what you used to spend your money on. So your life is so much more important, your health. So, guys, get a massage, even if it's once a month, once every couple of months, for your lymphatic system. Get a facial, right? Self-care is so major. It's even the mental part of self-care is probably 50-50 with the food.
Mm.
And you know, and then your spirituality, right? You know, listen, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, you know our faith, but even if people don't believe, they've got to believe that something out there is greater than themselves. And, you know, I've said this before, Ricardo, and you know how I feel. If I have to depend on me being the greatest thing, tragedy. So I have to put myself, my faith in someone greater, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, so begin there. I mean, but again, you know, self-care isn't it, you know, again, I'm vegan, so I think the food is huge, but that's only 50%, you know. Self-care is everything. In a nutshell, guys, what Ricardo said was right. If you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of anyone else. And God is great.
Well, he really is. He really, really is. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jerry, so much, man. Thank you. I didn't know you was a vegan. So I learned something new today about you. I
do
never
not
knew
know.
You
I've been a vegan for 30 years.
Wow. That's what's
You didn't
up.
Know that?
I did not know. Oh, my gosh. That takes some... I want to be a vegan, but I don't know. That takes some pretty, you know, some self-control.
Well,
maybe one day.
I can help you because it saved my life. So
okay.
I cured myself of two cancers almost 30 years ago, breast and colon, and I was like 100
wow.
pounds. And I became vegan. Everything is organic in my life, you know, 90%, and I can help you. But again,
yes.
it's that's 50% of it. You know what I mean, babe? It's 50% of it. So we have to, you know, give it to God, and we have to take care of ourselves with everything around us, not just the food.
Yes. I
and
agree.
Hello to your guest. Hello to your guest.
Hello. Hello.
So there you go, guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you, too. Have a good night. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry, so much. Jazz, I don't know if you know, but Jerry, that's just like my fairy godmother. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's all that in a bag of chips or whatever. So shout out to Jerry. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's really – I used to tell her, like, if I was younger, you know, I'm like, listen, my younger years, I was just – yeah, I was doing a lot. You know what I mean? But she kind of – I got to know her on a – You know, I don't know, I was starting to make a transition in my life, and she was one of those people, like me coming from a club, like, and her just telling me about God, how much he loved me, and, you know, I was still out there turning up, and, you know what I mean, it's just like people like that, you just know God is real, you get what I mean, because God rescued me, you get what I'm saying, from the pit, you know what I mean, and I will always be indebted to Jerry, you get what I'm saying, like, again, she's like my little fairy godmother, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Jerry. Love you, man. So my question was, how important was it or is it to have a father in your life?
I'm laughing because I really didn't have a father in my life. So the importance of it, it wasn't really there because all I ever – seen or knew with my mom. Yes, there was a man there, but it was my stepdad, and he was in and out of jail. So, or even when he was there, it was just like he was good for money. He wasn't good for a relationship. So, yeah, but it really wasn't important. But now. How do I feel? I definitely wish I would have had a father figure, you know, growing up. And I do feel like it is important, you know, to me now that I'm older and I see, you know, what it's doing to a lot of these little boys, especially black boys. And they really need that strong man in their life for it. Somebody to give authority.
Right. I feel like they need that guidance, right? So a lot, when I was telling people about my series, so the characters is the three brothers. They're the Brown brothers, and they're from the city of Trenton. Their mom, you know, she's out there, like she's not there. And there's an episode where basically the older brother is, like, raising the other two brothers. But and this is what happens a lot of times in the black community, Hispanic community, where the mother, you know, may take the oldest son or whatever, or the oldest child, and makes the oldest child, the son, like the man of the house, you know. So they put these type of ideas, these feelings. I don't know exactly what you want to call it, but it's almost like the older son is somewhat like equivalent to like a father or the man, you know, of the household, like the woman, the mother's man or something. So you put on these unrealistic expectations, you know, on this young man who's still a kid. And so basically, make a long story short, the young man, he's the oldest or whatever. So the other two brothers is looking up to him and they're all just trying to figure it out. And I remember when it was an episode where The little boy was skipping school or whatever. Mind you, they lived on the streets. And, again, I want everybody to check out the series because it's incredible. Not just because I'm in it or I wrote it. And then I remember it was a scene where a young guy, you know, was just scooping him out. He was watching him. And how he offered him, he walked up to him, and he promised him this and that and offered him money, how he would take care of him, how they would give him shelter. But how, in return, he wanted them to join the gang. You know, and again, I always tell people when a lot of times when I do the show, the gang life or whatever is a false sense of family. So a lot of times when you're missing something from the home, you know, you go out to the streets and you create this, you create your own subculture. You know, you create your own family, but again, it's not real, you know. So I would love, you know, in the next generation, guys, I don't know how you feel, if the fathers, you know, step up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we're suffering, you know, out here or whatever. And the kids need both of their parents. You get what I'm saying? They really, really do. And I would just love to see fathers, black fathers, really, really step up and be in your children's life because, you know, we're suffering. You get what I'm saying? My father, like I said, my father, you know, was with my brother until the very end, you know, before they, you know, cremated him and everything. And it's not saying that a child, you know, you could still make mistakes. My brother had his father and his mother, and my brother still had issues, and he still wanted to be in the street because sometimes you can have a father and a mother and then still feel like in the household you're missing something. You get what I mean? Or you could be there and work all the time and still not be there and still miss things. So I'm not saying that having a father and a mother is going to cure everything because we're still going to go through things, but I just want to see, you know, our families, like, come together because I feel like us as black people, us as minority people, we've been through a lot. You get what I'm saying? And I just want to see us heal, like, for real. All right? So stay tuned, Jazz, or whatever. Up next, again, is a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Yes, sir. Kendall Williams featuring Project Pat. It's going up. Trap Gospel. This your boy Zaytoven checking in. And we got a banger. It's going banana. Going bumpers. Yes, sir. It's that time. All gas, no brakes. Believe that.
Best friend locked up facing a life sentence, and every night I'm on my knees praying for forgiveness. That's why you see me with a chain with a cross pendant. If I say I'm putting God first, I miss it. Got through the losses, now I'm winning. 2013 I was on trial like O.J. Simpson. Yeah, I was sipping, ooh, I was slipping. I'm repping God to the death now, no gimmick. I had to change my lifestyle and do something different. I gave my life to Jesus Christ, now I'm a Christian. Ignore the critics, don't care what no one say, cause they weren't with me when I was locked up in the cage. Where was you when my homeboy passed away? R.I.P. to grandma, see you one day. I miss your funeral, I was locked up, I stay. Now I'm showing love, ain't no more hate. I got love with Jesus Christ, yeah, he changed my ways. Now you can catch me on Sunday giving God a praise. Cause my life could have been a waste, but Jesus saved. That's what God is all about, amazing grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to save me from the devil, and I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I pray all my dogs in heaven, there's a trap gospel, and I'm the streets new rapper, yeah. Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray. Lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah.
was so lost in the salsa. Feds took me down straight, Ricky Rosa. My life was out of bounds, robbery charge, major losser. Friends on the stand, you can't trust major crosser.
Butter,
can't blame a soul, shouldn't have chose to be a criminal. Wasn't listening to the Lord, but now I hear him though. Had that hardness in my heart, life was miserable. My cell was like a bathroom, ain't unlivable. But the Lord opened my understanding and through his grace, I'm rightly standing, and day by day, I'm walking hand in hand. Day by day, I'm walking hand in hand.
Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to defend from the devil, and I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I pray all my dogs in heaven. Trap God's blood, and I'm the streets new ever, yeah. Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to save them from the devil, and I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I pray all my dogs in heaven, it's a trap God's blood, and I'm the streets new ever, yeah.
I used to trap with the Bible on the dash. Praying I don't get caught, trunk full of words. I skipped church cause hustling was preferred. Trapping all day, selling bags up on the curb. I needed money, had bills up on the first. Baby mom Peggy needed money up in the purse. No direction got it, so I did what I observed. Saw the dope boys eating good, so I got a place to serve. Thought I was getting what I really deserve. All I wanted was to make cheddar and get cake for dessert. I didn't know I was making my life worse. Headed for the shark spin, it was a gift and a curse. But later I was facing all the repercussions for everything I did. All the times I was hustling. But God taught me a lesson. If I keep him first, my life will be a blessing.
All right. So we have a caller. So, Jazz, I wanted to ask you a personal question. You know, we were just talking about fathers or something. If you could say anything to your father now, like, what would you say? Like, would it be, if, you know, just think about it. Like, would it be, I'm good, thank you for at least having me? Would it be, why wasn't you there? Because I kind of feel like sometimes we need to have those hard questions, like, have those hard conversations. And a lot of times or whatever, we don't, you know. And I just want you to think about it or whatever before we go into the next caller. So, caller number two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And peace and blessings to your guests. I'm calling in to support you, and I'm enjoying your show. I had one question, Rashawn. What do you think about the violence of the teenagers today? There was an incident in New York where a group of teenagers beat up this, I believe it was a young woman, and took her sneakers off. They were kicking her and things. The violence is increasing in the youth. So I'm putting that before your guests and to you, my brother.
Jazz, Sister Bessie, Jazz, do you want to answer the question? And then I'll answer it.
Yeah, I'm... What was the question again?
In New York, there were a group of teenagers beating up a young lady, and they took her sneakers off. It looks like the violence is increasing in the youth today. And I wanted to know what both of you thought about it.
I say it goes back to the father figure or having a father in the life, because they from what it seemed like that they took her sneakers because they are, you know, they wanted them, I'm assuming. And it goes from, like, maybe they have it hard at home, or what they want, what they can't get. And if, you know, a father probably was there, it can teach these little boys, well, these young men, that you got to work for something. If you want something, you have to work for it. And you doing something to harm somebody else or whatever can put you in trouble or worse, end your life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, Jazz, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk all over you. Are you still want to say anything?
No.
So I feel like my answer is a little bit layered, is a little loaded like a potato. So I would say this, a couple of things. You know, I would say that I think it definitely starts from the home. You get what I'm saying? It all starts in the home and all starts from the foundation. You know, like even now as adults, whether we're adults, teenager, or so forth, it all starts from a home. It all starts from the foundation. So it's just like, what are these children being taught in the home first? Again, if we're lacking accountability, if we're lacking a mother, or if the mother is there and she's working all the time, or father is not around, you get what I'm saying? It's hard. I also think just on a spiritual aspect, a lot of these kids, as far as the, like you said, the violence is escalating. I think it goes back into like my web series, Hurt People, Hurt People. You never mm-hmm. know, like, what these kids are going through at home. So some of these kids could be getting their behind whooped or being neglected, you get what I'm saying, whatever, and then they go to school and they kind of go reinforce what they're feeling internally. And when you're a teenager or whatever, it's a big world. And this world will chew you out and spit you out. And a lot of times when you're that young and you're seeing a lot, you don't always know how to communicate what you're feeling internally. I also feel like on the spiritual aspect, if you don't teach your kids, and this is why I dedicate my show and I tell people about the goodness of Jesus, if you don't see, I feel like where we messed up, and I know I'm a lot younger than you, Sister Bessie, but I feel like I got a little old spirit. I feel like where we messed up is when we took God out of the schools. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you're taking God out of, you're taking prayer, you're taking God, like God is the beginning and the end. So anytime you're taking God out of stuff, it to me is just not, it's not good. And then the enemy, you know, he's the god of this world. So you got these kids or whatever growing up into teenagers, you get what I'm saying? And a lot of these kids aren't taught anything about God at all. So they have no spiritual foundation. These kids are raising themselves. These parents, the other day I just found out somebody I knew, like the grandparents are like 40 years old, 39 years old. You get what I'm saying? So you got kids raising kids on top of kids. And then on top of that, like I said, when you don't teach your kids, you know, the foundations of, you know, of who God is, you're like, if we don't have God already, like, and people might not agree with me, you know, the word says that none of us are good, and like we're all inherently evil, meaning that we all fallen short of the glory of God, like not one besides Jesus Christ. So we all fall short. So you got these kids, you feel me, growing up in this world or whatever, they don't have no foundation, no prayer, no nothing. So again, somebody was saying something about the idle time. I think it was the song, the idle time in the devil's playground. So you got these kids, they're raising themselves, they on social media, they're surrounding themselves with other kids that are doing negative things. They're not having a role model. So I think it's easy to fall into those type of things, especially if you're not taught, you know, the foundations of God. Because one thing that I agree with Tyler Perry said, if you don't give your kids God, when these kids get angry, or not just angry, when these kids grow up, if you don't give them God, they're going to turn to something. Whether they turn to violence, whether they turn to drugs, alcohol, teenage pregnancies, gangs, they're going to turn into something. So I think
I got to go there. I got to come on. Just like Chinchilla Janicia last night, I'm gonna do what I got to do because I own the network. I got to say an editorial right now with Brother Rashad said and Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie, I grew up in the 1980s, okay? I grew up in Compton, California. You know that, right? And I was part of gang warfare, right? Nothing has changed, Bessie. In 1967, Diane Carroll came on with a pilot called Julia. And they told Diane Carroll, that they wanted to make sure that there was no black male presence on television. Now, Diane Kelly said, hold it. No, wait a minute. You got to mention that this child, you know, the little kid that she had on the, you know, on TV, at least that kid died, you know, that parent died in Vietnam. So he had a father. So that was a way of getting there. Now, listen to my story where I get to my premise. In 1974, there was a show that everyone knows, right? Ricardo, even you, your young age, and your guest. It was called Good Times. And Esther Rose stood up as a strong black woman and told Norman Lear that I will not do this show if I don't have a husband. They told her from the get, oh, we don't need a black father figure. She said, wait a minute. Yes, we do. I grew up in the 70s, okay? To see John Amos play James Evans and be a strong black male figure that resembled my dad, okay, in discipline, was big for me. So, again, what the brothers talked about tonight and Ricardo talked about tonight was where are the black fathers?
Mm-hmm.
I had a black dad, outstanding black dad. May he rest in life, the great Dr. Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr., okay?
Yeah.
I am a great black father, okay? And my name is Oladele Malewa Ngozi. So it's important to have, no, we don't diminish the role of that mother, the nurturer of our lives, Ricardo, the nurturer that helps us love a woman, a true woman. You get that from your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that discipline to be able to run your household. Listen, my son's in college. Everybody knows that. I always brag about that, right? My son goes to school in California. And I'm real proud to say the University of California at Berkeley. Yes, he's a chef. Yes. Right? I'm proud of that. But when he comes home, hey, man, wash those dishes. Hey, man, clean that bathroom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because I put that in him from the womb. I must have hollered up in the womb while the baby's coming out. You go listen to me, right? Right? But, however, that discipline. I know, I'm going to tell you a story, Sister Bessie, since you're on the line, right? With my dad. Ricardo, you're going to love this. I had my son, and Jazz, you're going to love this as well. I had my son, he was bouncing at, you know, on my knee, right? 6 months old, right? Cooing and cock-eyeing, right? And something happened, and my son had a little, you know, right? So my dad sat and right across on that couch, and he said, hey, watch that. And I know what my dad was. I said, Dad, what are you talking about? And recall, there's the premise of having that black father, now grandfather, right? He said, watch that boy. I said, Dad, what are you talking about? Sister Bessie, listen, Sister Bessie, listen. I said, Dad, what are you talking about? He said, that boy got a temper. Check that. Now, my son was only 6 months old. You know what I'm saying? But his spiritual empathy, he recognized that my son could have a situation. And I checked it right from there. I taught my son that, you know, discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. I know as a kid, when he was in kindergarten, Dad, I can't do it. I said, listen, life is not fair. You want to do this, I'm going to get up, you're going to go to school, and if you don't figure it out, you flunk. My son got A's. When you have that strong male presence in your child's life, whether it's female or male, it makes a difference. Ricardo Richard said tonight that it is important to have both parents. It is. Now, some people don't get it, and they're extravagant, like my brother Jazz tonight. And Jazz, I appreciate you, man. Outstanding young man you've become, in spite of. But the key is having both parents. That's the key. And the powers that be, Sister Bessie, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk, and then bring on the next caller, right? I know Sister Bessie got a lot to say. That's who Sister Bessie is. She's a truther. But she's a truther, and I hit the home run on the roofer, okay? My point is that when you have that type of system, a system of glory, a system of consistency, you can make it. the family structure. I cry to all the tens of millions that listen to our network, Ricardo Richard. And I never, you know, I never done this before on your show, but I'm going to do it. I talk. I pay the bills. I'm going to talk. Let me tell you something. We get to the point of having a consistency of greatness in our homes. Charity starts at home. Where are your children are right now? Do you know where your children are right now? Mm-hmm. Period. All you parents, kids out in the street, like Sister Bessie, committing atrocities? Man, I ain't got no more to say now. I'm all that.
All right. Ricardo?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to say I agree with you about the spirituality that they had taken from the schools. And but a lot of times I don't think that goes for everybody because my father left me when I was two. But when I was growing up, I didn't have a violent attitude. But it also helped me by me, my grandmother making me go to church. And that instilled in me what I should and should not do. But some of these young people, they're using that they have a right to harm somebody, and that's not good. And the parents need to hold them in check.
Mm-hmm.
We have, like you said, a lot of parents now holding them in check. So I thank you for what you do, and I think you're a great young man, and I thank the brother for coming on and talking to. So I just want to say my show will be on Friday, April the 1st, and I am the truther. Most high bless both of you.
Thank you, Sister Bestie. Thank you so much. Wow, that was such a good question. Wow, thank you, Sister Bestie. Wow. That's all I can say. All right, caller 3. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. Hey, it's the Magic Man. I'm calling from Nashville. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for such a great show topic. Thank you so much for being the mastermind behind your series. It's no excuse for your series not to have went viral. I'm looking forward to not only sharing that, but you continue doing what you're doing, honest to your special honored guests as well. Now, I want y'all to listen to something because a lot of people is affiliated with some type of religion, okay? And this is Revelation, the book of Revelation, or in my language, it says El Engil, chapter 18, verse 4 and 5. Okay, it says, come out of her, my people. Y'all can read the rest. And one thing about the so-called African-American have wanted to be so much like their captors. You got to remember, a lot of the issues is happening today is because we got away from our values, things in which we knew. And we was not only programmed to be everything other than ourselves. A lot of the stuff that you see happening in our world and on TV, like the silliness that took place last night, right? The importance of a father. Honors to the Hall of Fame 4 times. You mentioned good times. I'm going to show you how powerful programming and the importance of a father is. They put James through hell. And it really, really didn't let James shine until it was a time. Y'all go back and check it out. There was a situation where this I guess, so-called thug, his name was Mad Dog. You might be too young to remember that, but look it up. Mad Dog was approaching James' wife. Anyone know? James had a way of looking at anyone with those eyes to let you know that he was very, very serious. And he kept whining, Mad Dog, to take his hand or his finger out of his wife's face. Mad Dog, of course, the way that the show went, he kept approaching the man's wife, right? So finally, this is the time that they allowed James to shine. And James said, Mad Dog, If you don't get your thing out of my wife's face, I'm going to slap a mother on you. That's the role of a real black father. And if you look at a lot of the things which happening in our homes, happening in these streets, it's because the role of us as so-called black men has been taken away. And in a lot of cases, it was given away. Now, I was raised by a black father, stepfathers, uncles, okay? And I feel for y'all generation because y'all don't have what we have. But the only thing that I can suggest, those of us who are here, doing our best to be the best example. If you don't have a father by blood, then you can have a father by adoption. That's how we was able to survive all the hell that we have experienced over here in the shores of America. Thank you.
Wow, thank you for that. Wow, I appreciate that. Wow, listen, Jazz, I wanted to tell you again, man, you is amazing, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? I always feel like this, and, you know, I'm going to give you a final thought. I feel like, you know, our parents, they did their best at what they could do, and this probably going to be a reoccurring thing where I talk about what's going on in the house and fathers and mothers, all those type of things. You know, like I said, you're a great young man, you feel me, and for the, your father not to be there, I feel like it's his loss. So just keep doing good, and hopefully, you know, when you become a father, you'll be, you know, just, you know, you'll be twice the man that your father was. Keep shooting for the stars, guys. Do you want to tell anybody, final thoughts, do you want to tell anybody, like, your social media, platforms, your Instagram, your Facebook, anything?
Yeah, my everything is Mr. Jazz, MISTERRJAZ. That's everything.
Instagram, Facebook, all right.
Instagram.
And what about TikTok, too?
I'm sorry?
I said TikTok, too?
Yeah, TikTok, too.
Thank you, Jazz. All right, it's in Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Jazz, I want to tell you, you're an outstanding young man. And
thank you.
To see what you're going through in this diaspora of American society to be a strong person and one day be a great father is very, very important. I said what I said, and I meant what I said, that the black father is the most important being in the community. And
I agree.
You have done greatness within yourself, and I want to thank you so much. And I love you.
Thank you.
And what more can I say for Ricardo Rashard tonight bringing this outstanding thesis? You know, this is the type of show that should be out there. Everybody should listen to this type of show. Where are you? You know, it's tens of millions of people listening. Ricardo, and you should be proud of it. And, of course, tonight I have some news for everybody. I have a young lady that lost her son at 9 months, died of a heart attack. I want everybody out there to listen to the sound of my voice worldwide. This young lady is trying to bury her 9-month-year-old son. Her name is Sherry Turner out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anybody wants to donate, please, at Cash App at $DESARAYOFSUSHINE. That is Desiree of Sunshine. Please, please, guys, donate. The life you saved might be your own. We're type people here at this network that come together in a time of crises. Yes, we're, you know, star-spangled, outstanding host, Yatta. But let's get together to help this young lady. Please. This young lady is bearing a toddler that passed away from a heart attack. We must help her. That's what this network is all about. That's what we were built to be since 2013. greatness upon greatness upon greatness upon greatness. I will never settle for less. And tomorrow night, we have a surprise for you. A lot of times, you know, we get together doing our thing, what have you. But tomorrow night, we have an internship at WBNN. For the first time, Shannon Stanton will come up to the bat and be there for us tomorrow. Her first intern show at 9:30 Eastern Daylight right here at WBNN. So join in. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. And also at Facebook at Oladele Malewa Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Oladele Ngozi with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrining, the 2021 Producing Enshrining, your man, your mellow. Get on my mic because you know you don't eat Jell-O. All that in Malay, we're going to say goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in our Force Radio and support us on a constant basis. We go back to the heart of Mercer County, Trenton, New Jersey, for the last 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the program, Mr. Ricardo Richard.
All right, you guys, again, I just want to thank God, of course, and I want to thank Brother O again for the opportunity. I'm so grateful. I also want to tell y'all, like I always say, listen, Jesus is the real deal. You get what I'm saying? I'm always representing him. At least I try to. I know I make mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I just want to, again, let anybody know, like, no matter what you're going through, you can just go to God no matter what, and he's able to forgive you. But we got to turn away from sin, too. Can't live how we want to live and, you know, expecting the holy God to, you know. Yeah, so just get right with Jesus. Also, I want to say, anybody that want to follow me, my page is Ricardo Richard. On Facebook, Instagram is the same thing. Again, my series, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken on YouTube. It's season one and season two. I can't wait for you guys to see season three. I'm so excited. We talk about a lot of different things. So I'm really excited about that. I love you guys. Jazz, you was amazing, bro. Just keep going. Keep doing your thing. Don't look back. Hopefully maybe next year around this time we'll be able to do a show again and we'll keep an update. I want to keep the update with the guests. I hope everybody be blessed. Let me just say one thing. I know we're dwelling down on time. Listen, one act of kindness, and hopefully I'll say this on my shows all the time. One act of kindness goes a long way. You never know what somebody going through. You get what I'm saying? We are all going through things. These last 2 years has been hard for all of us. But one act of kindness, it could go a long way. You never know. It can help change somebody, move somebody's life, somebody that might have been considering suicide. You just showing love to them, you know, can give them more of a reason, you know, another win to live. So whether that's on your job, on the road, you know, you're walking and you see somebody, like, say something nice to somebody. You get what I'm saying? So act of kindness, you know, let's work on that. All right. Again, my name is Ricardo Richard. I'm just a young boy, you know, from the city of Trenton, and I just want to do the will of the Lord. So I hope you guys stay blessed, stay encouraged. One act of kindness, and everybody just stay tuned. I'll see you guys in April, all right? Everybody have a good night.